free. It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Alrighty, that is a hit. I saw you cheering up over that dog.
I loved it. Yes.
Real men cry.
Let it ring.
Real men cry. What's up, Tom?
Hey guys, how's it going?
We're doing good. We have Tom in the house today. AJ's getting some good some well needed rest. You know he's the hardest working man in radio.
That's right. I was getting some sunshine.
Yeah, he took over James Brown's job. Show business. And then we have my man Doug in the house. What's up, Doug?
I am doing great, and I'm letting it ring.
Let it rain. You know, it's 4th of July weekend, and you know, we love holidays.
That's right, we do.
Yep, so we want to, you know, show America some, you know, some love and gratitude. You know, like I always say, you know, the country, America's what now? Let's do some quick math. 1776 minus 2021. The old girl is 245 years old. She's still kicking.
Wow.
She's still kicking. Despite the challenges, the issues, she keeps on rolling.
And when you think about that, 245 years is a long time for any country.
Absolutely.
To survive.
Yep.
with its system.
Yep, yep. With the same constitution, same framework.
Right.
Yep. And you know what? We have to be careful with this because when democracies and republics, you know, get close to 300 years old, they start, you know, transitioning from republics and they start going towards tyranny. So, you know, my opinion is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And, you know, the Union has so many good built-in features. The founders never felt that the Union was perfect. They said that that's come together, we the people, and let's try to form a more perfect union. So my advice for individuals who don't like the way the country is going, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You can do reform within the system. I also, this week, and I'm not, you know, I don't do the targeting people, but I was very disappointed in how that athlete, I don't even know her name, but the
third place.
Yeah. How she, you know, turned her back to the flag during the national anthem. I mentioned it on Facebook, and I don't feel that if you're getting paid to represent an organization or a country, you know, it just doesn't jive. I have a healthcare company. I wouldn't like it if my nurses were going around the city bad mouthing my company while they're on my clock. Like, you have tact. Some things you don't, right. You don't supposed to do. You know, so, and my thing is this, you know, I challenge people, like I said, if you want to make the country better, stop pointing your finger at other people and you do it. You know, Franklin Roosevelt told A. Philip Randolph, you know, right before the Civil Rights Movement, he said, I agree with everything you said. He said, but you go out there and you make me do it. And that's the American way, you know, trying to force people, trying to silence speech and, you know, trying to force your views down people's throats. That is un-American. And that's the kind of stuff, you know, we have to keep our eyes open for. We have to, you know, make sure, you know, that on the right, you know, we saw what happened on January the 6th. We condemn that. But also when you have government agencies, you know, passing laws that violate the Constitution, that is also equally dangerous. And we have to guard against it all. Today we were planning to interview a friend of the show, Congressman John Rutherford, a.k.a., you know, the sheriff.
Sheriff.
We were going to discuss a wide range of topics, ranging from our broken political system, how to hold China accountable for the pandemic. I'm not saying it was intentionally, but it happened. There's a such thing that's called involuntary manslaughter. You know, if I DUI and I bump into you and kill you or your loved ones, I'm held accountable.
That's right.
So, you know, this country took on about $8 trillion in debt, you know, combating this pandemic. That's a lot of, that bill has to get paid one day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they need to be held accountable. You know, they should have been more upfront. You know, this attack, this virus, you know, came from China. They crushed the spread there, but they allowed international flights to continue to leave the country, and that's how the virus, you know, spread it.
And they didn't tell us about it either.
They denied it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to add insult to injury, they said, if you remember, when Trump was calling it the China virus, they said, no, the U.S. military did this. You remember
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you gave me COVID, and then you blamed me for it? And I just say this, and I'll say this, and I'm not trying to be controversial, but my thing is, I can't see the United, back in like Ronald Reagan, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Roosevelt, the response to this pandemic has been kind of tepid, you know, from where I sit. Like Reagan wouldn't have just allowed this to happen with no reprisal. So we're going to talk about this stuff. And mm-hmm. then we're also going to talk about how the GOP, you know, can do a better job, you know, reaching out, you know, to the black community, because, you know, we have to grow the base, and you have to grow the tent, you know. So we're going to talk about all this stuff, all these issues, and we're going to welcome your calls. If you have any calls, 904-831-0600. Once again, 904-831-0600. Doug got us a sponsor with Pepsi, so we're going to go pay some bills for a second.
Isn't that good?
Yep,
good Pepsi.
Yep.
And not to mention Frito-Lay's.
Yeah, Frito-Lay. Yep, that's the parent company. Thank you, Doug. So we'll be back. Hang tight, people.
Good deal.
Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at Frito-LayEmployment.com. That's Frito-LayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, Doug, let's dive in.
Okay, good.
So our first topic, let's talk about racial strife, racial and political strife. In my opinion, you know, I always try to avoid the name calling and the blame game. And I believe that racial and political strife goes hand in hand with financial downturns. If you look back historically, the political system always breaks down following a deep economic contraction. In 1857, a financial panic caused the Civil War. I know we believe that slavery caused it, but it was a financial panic. The country was in a really bad depression. And that when you're struggling and you have money problems, it kind of makes your fuse a little shorter. So in 1857, we had a financial panic that caused the Civil War. The Long Depression of 1873 led to the end of Reconstruction and the rise of Jim Crow. You bring it over to the 1900s, the Great Depression led to Adolf Hitler and World War II. The Great Recession of 2008 saw the rise of the Tea Party. I'm not saying the Tea Party is bad, but I'm saying that political upheaval, you know, like the Tea Party, you know, came up. You had Occupy Wall Street on the left and the Tea Party on the right. What I'm saying is the political system shuffles following economic downturns. So the Great Recession of 2008 saw the rise of the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street, while the COVID recession, in my opinion, or depression, if you could call it that, because we have 10 million people laid off? The pandemic recession, in my opinion, fomented the rise of QAnon and the January 6th Capitol assault. I believe President Trump, Trump's election, Trump came to office because of a loss of confidence. You know, he if you look at his talking points, he talked about WTO, NAFTA, wars in the Middle East. All of that kind of led to the spread of the MAGA movement. You know, make America great again. And let me say this too. We got to get more civics in the country, because I hear people say that when Trump say make America great again, that's a dog whistle to return the country back to darker days. What President Trump was referring to, number one, Ronald Reagan used that slogan. Also, Bill Clinton used that slogan. But the era, because you hear people say, well, when was America great? America after World War II, when the United States conquered Germany and Japan, the U.S. ended up with 50% of global GDP. Every dollar on the planet, the U.S. got 50 cents out of it. So if you don't call that great, I don't know what you call it. So, you know, and so that's what they're talking about, a time in American history where there was confidence to know that, you know what, my kids will have a better life than I had. But what happened when you hit the 1970s with the oil embargoes and OPEC, and you know we did the we opened up China, we deindustrialized the country. That is kind of when the country began to unwind. So when you hear Trump talking about making America great again, he's referring to the time when America was the top dog on the planet. Immediately after World War II, we had the United Nations was here in New York, which it still is, the IMF, the World Bank, the Marshall Plan. The U.S. was really sitting high and looking low at that time. You know, and no one would dare, you know, the thought that somebody would unleash, you know, a pandemic, that wouldn't have happened after World War II. Trust me. Let's have a quick discussion about what we can do, what our leaders could do, Doug, mm-hmm. to address the economic unease in America. Because I believe that, in my opinion, I believe that a lot of the polarization in the country, even what the Democratic Party is doing, what's being done to the Democrats as far as like this push towards socialism, if you look at the socialist movement, it's picking up traction because there are people who have not really been integrated into the American economic system. And what President Roosevelt did after World War II, during the Great Depression, if you look around the world, communism and fascism was on the march. So what Roosevelt focused on, he wanted to give Americans skin in the game. So he did the GI Bill, pretty much trying to make sure people had jobs, because you're not going to really overthrow a system that's helping you get money. You know what I'm saying? If you're outside the system and you have nothing to lose, you know, you'll burn the block down. But, you know, if you are a homeowner, you're not going to destroy your own neighborhood. If you are a homeowner, you're going to go to work, right? You're going to try to avoid getting felons so you can maintain your job. So there's a connection between, it's called the property-owning democracy. This is why the United States kind of pushed heavily on home ownership, you know, because prior to the New Deal, only wealthy folks really owned home. Most people were renters. So what stopped communism in its track in the United States was because of the bold. I'm not saying that everything Roosevelt did was good, but we did walk out as one of the few democracies that still, you know, kept the democracy intact. So I believe that, his leadership and, you know, bringing the majority of the country into the middle class, you know, with the GI Bill and all these other bills, that kind of made Americans, you know, kind of resistant to the temptation to go communist.
Yeah, one of my thoughts here is, Brandon, is that in America, business is the king, mm-hmm. Here. And the middle name of my company, Wilder Business Success, mm-hmm. it's all about business.
Right.
And how do you create a great business is you allow it to flourish mm-hmm. on its own, no matter, mm-hmm. you stay out of the way
right.
of it. And I think that's one of the things that Trump was able to do. And it's actually one of the things that George Washington mm-hmm. and all the presidents in the early days were able mm-hmm. to do is just mm-hmm. Keep a lid on federalism
right.
or the federal government from taking over businesses
right, right.
and allowing them to go free,
right.
flourish.
Right.
Exactly. And so I think that if you're asking what one thing can the federal government or the state government do is just leave us alone, stay out of the way.
Yep, I agree with that. But I do believe, if you look at what President Trump proposed, with the Platinum Plan, because like I said, if you go back historically with the GI Bill that took, we had 15 million soldiers who were deployed in Europe and in Asia. And when these soldiers came back, we trained them and they went to college. We gave them home loans and we did the NASA program. So a lot of technology, the country just boomed. Mm-hmm. When we did the GI Bill, and then you look at Europe, we did the Marshall Plan, they rebuilt Germany. So my thing is, if we can rebuild Germany and Japan and all these other countries after World War II, I would like to see a president to put forward a real agenda that will help, reindustrialize this country. Like I said, looking at China, I think, after the pandemic, when the pandemic hit, we had a shortage of PPE. Because China, they sneezed on us and we caught COVID. And to add insult to injury, they hogged all the PPP, all the PPE equipment. And that just showed us how vulnerable we had become, you know, to that country. So I would like to see, you know, the United States, you know, kind of pull back from China as much as possible and bring these jobs. Because you think about this, life is a seesaw. You have trade-offs. And if you look at the American cities were booming prior to Nixon taking that trip to China. Like I said, the African-American community had the lowest unemployment rate of any group in the country prior to the U.S., you know, doing all this funny stuff, you know, in China, you know, sending all of our industries over there. You know, I don't look at the symptom. I look at the disease. I look at the root cause. And the root cause is not racism. The root cause is not white supremacy. The root cause is the fact that we decided that we were going to try to win China on our side, and we opened up our markets, and we sent a lot of products and service, a lot of manufacturing from our shores to China. China, the average income of the Chinese people back in those days was like $2 a day. And, you know, they were all on bicycles and all this stuff. But you look, the poverty switch. We took the poverty and we gave them the wealth. And the side effect is, you know, look at the mess our country is in today. That was a choice. That didn't just happen. Our government willy-nilly opened up, and we did it with the Europeans as well. You know, Germany can sell as many Mercedes-Benz as they choose to send here. That's why the European countries were glad that Trump lost, because Trump was running a hard bargain with the Europeans and with the Asians. I'm an American. I'm not Chinese. I'm not European. I'm an American. I believe our leaders should fight so that the American people will win. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not with this "we are the world" stuff, because at the end of the day, no other country is going to do what we're doing. There's no other country in history that unilaterally outsource its industrial base. Because back in those days, if you know, you could graduate from high school and go to a trade school, you know, and you right there, bam, you got a career. And like I said, the crime issue was not a major factor. Also, if you look at the Rust Belt, you know, those areas in the Midwest, we have a huge opioid crisis. We, you know, 35,000 white Americans died in 2019 due to opioid overdose. 8,000 African Americans have died of opioid overdoses. And also, if you look at the crime in the inner city, 8,000 murders every year, you know, in the black community. All of this stuff is caused by the deindustrialization of the United States. Politicians who want to, you know, blame race, who want to blame white supremacy, blame laziness. That's not the fact. You have to look at what the state of the country was prior to the great deindustrialization of the country. So we're solution driven on this show. We don't do the gotcha games. And if President Joe Biden, you know, wants to make America great, get tough on China and bring those jobs back.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
What a great great salute.
God bless America.
Yeah, there you go.
It's her birthday.
I know. Wonderful. 245th
That's
birthday.
That's right. And she still looks good.
There she does.
Keep going, girl. Hang tight.
Talk radio. AM 600. 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. With housing options dwindling, a cruise ship is hosting hundreds of rescuers pouring into South Florida from across the country as the search for victims continues at a fallen 12-story condominium building near Miami. Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines says it will host about 600 first responders on its Explorer of the Seas ship. Hotels and other accommodations have become scarce because of the July 4th holiday weekend. The ship began housing rescue teams Thursday. Officials worry that Hurricane Elsa could complicate things should it veer closer to South Florida. The ship may have to leave port if the threat becomes more serious. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 152 points. The NASDAQ rose 116. The S&P advanced 32. Oil down to $75.16 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. Florida is included in the five-day cone, but the extent of impacts from Hurricane Elsa remain unclear. Andy Latto, National Hurricane Center, says most storms that move as quickly as Elsa appears to be usually don't strengthen that fast.
However, if you've seen the way that this particular storm's behaved, they show that they sure can intensify under those conditions, especially when the rest of the environment is very conducive for strengthening.
Activists gathering outside the Duval County School Board District office to voice their concerns with the Florida State Board of Education. At the Florida State Board of Education meeting in Jacksonville in June, the board voted to ban teaching critical race theory in Florida schools. The head football coach at Fletcher High School in Neptune Beach has been arrested on domestic battery. Robert Rollerson, due in court today. He was arrested Thursday after a victim told officers she and Rollerson had been arguing. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
10 westbound looks good from Stockton out to Brandonfield Road and U.S. 301. 10 eastbound's heavy from Hammond Boulevard past 295 to Cassett. Old St. Augustine Road slows at the lights at 295 and Greenland Road, but from that point on, it's nonstop to Barton Park Boulevard. The Jacksonville forecast for the 4th of July weekend, cloudy, rainy, and muggy with a daytime high 87, at night 73.
Have you ever heard somebody say they have the highest quality at rock-bottom prices? I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and for diamonds, an assertion like that is absurd. It'd be like a banker saying they sold dollar bills for 50 cents. That just doesn't happen in any industry, and people who believe it are always the ones looking for something too good to be true, and they normally find out later it was. In diamonds, when you talk about higher quality with credible diamond grading reports from GIA, AGS, or Forevermark, higher prices mean higher quality, greater rarity, greater value. Now, for a customer to understand that, they can try to learn things on the internet, but it gets confusing because they don't have an expert to ask questions to. The best way to get answers is to come in one of our stores and ask one of our professionals your question and have them explain real diamonds to you. The result will be you'll understand about a diamond's quality, price, and value. So come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. It may be a holiday for a lot of people, but we'll be in live July 5th, breaking down the big July 4th weekend. Did it feel normal? Did you burn your mask and have a good hot dog? I hope so.
Plus, did the Democrats realize that they need to back away from some of the craziest left-wing policies they've been talking about in recent weeks? We'll talk about their strategy and more coming up on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
WBOB.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover NewsHour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back to Act Two. Okay, and that was Gwen Berry, the athlete that, you know, is causing all the hoopla about her decision to protest the national anthem, even though she's getting paid to represent the country.
I like the way you looked at it, that you wouldn't have an employee of yours turn their back on Elite Home Health.
Right. While you're on payroll.
Yeah, right. It doesn't make sense.
And my thing is, if you really felt America was this great evil, why won't you just boycott?
Yeah.
So, but you want to make the money. Kind of hypocritical to me. But it's the girl's birthday, so I'm going to stay good. But Marty's going to come in, so I don't know if Marty's going to behave or not. But back to the narrative. So back to this. So the pandemic months ago, we were on the first network, one of the first news stations to dismiss the bat theory as the cause of the pandemic. Politico ran a story which proved U.S. diplomats warned Washington that China was experimenting with COVID-19. Number one, China took bold actions to contain the virus at home while allowing it to spread around the world. Why? While lying about it. They have a track record of hurting America. By the way, I'm not anti-Chinese. I'm just pro-American. Okay, so they, the Chinese government has a history, has a track record of hurting America, whether it's poisonous infant formula, toxic dog food, bad drywall, SARS-1, and now COVID-19. Do we believe that we should do, I mean, I believe that we should decouple from China and require that they pay a penalty for this nonsense that has beset the entire world.
How big a penalty?
They need to pay.
Trillion?
That's just forgive the national debt. It's
sure.
Yours. You know, it needs to be some kind of quid pro quo.
Yeah. That's huge.
And Mueller, I'm not negotiating a fraud. You know, I'm joking. You know, they went after Michael Flynn for negotiating on behalf of the U.S. government.
That's right.
So, yeah. But I never understood. And also, I never understood why the president was blamed for something that was done to us. And they, like I said, and they appear, the Chinese government appears to be getting away with it. If this pandemic would have taken place while Reagan or Kennedy was in the White House, trust me, there would have been words.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They would not have gotten off so easy. So, moving along, let's talk about the filibuster and this voting rights bill. So, Tom, can you run that clip on that talked about Joe Manchin?
Democrats are making a push to combat several red state restrictive voting laws with a voter reform bill of their own. But West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin said he'll vote with the Republicans to kill the bill as well as save the filibuster. And he defended his decision yesterday. Take a look.
By taking it off the table, haven't you empowered Republicans to be obstructionists?
I don't think so, because we have seven brave Republicans that continue to vote for what they know is right and the facts as they see them, not worrying about the political consequences. I believe there's a lot more of my Republican colleagues and friends that feel the same way. I'm just hoping they are able to rise to the occasion to defend our country and support our country and make sure that we have a democracy for this republic of all the people. I'm just very hopeful that I see good signs.
Well, Joy, do you share Manchin's hope here?
Well, I don't think so. I think he's very naive, as Chris Wallace called him. He says that he's giving props to his Republican colleagues who are doing the right thing without regard to their careers. That's a very disingenuous remark from Senator Manchin, because that's exactly what he's doing. He knows that straddling the Republican base, but I don't know how to put it. It's not straddling the base. That sounds a little sexual. But by doing what the Republican Party might like, he keeps his job in West Virginia, is my point. And as far as working across the aisle, since 2013, this guy has been working with Senator Toomey to get background checks on guns. Okay? Have we seen any significant movement in that department? Only how many? Four Republicans voted for it, including Toomey, Susan Collins, and John McCain back in the day. So, come on, Manchin. You know this is a bunch of BS, and you know that you're doing this just to keep your job, because West Virginia will not have a liberal Democrat. But we're talking about basically saving the country here, and I feel very sad for us and annoyed with him, frankly.
Okay, so this is why we come on the air, to kind of clear up the misconceptions out there. Joy, let me break it down to you. You called Joe Manchin naive for wanting to save the filibuster. Back in when Harry Reid was the majority leader of the Senate, back in the day, it used to require 60 votes to confirm judges. Mitch McConnell said, you know what, we should not move forward. We always did it at 60. The Democrats said, we have the power, we're going to do it our way. McConnell, in one of his most famous speeches on the floor, he said, and I quote, "There will be a day when the Democrats are in the minority and the Republicans are in the majority, and you will live to regret it." Fast forward. You remember that? You see that Supreme Court, that 6-3? That's because when the Democrats did the nuclear option and they pushed through those judges, the Republicans got elected and they stacked the Supreme Court 6-3. this is like learn from the past. The reason Republicans can't get rid of abortion laws is because right now, under the current system, it requires 60 votes. The reason the Republicans, and I'm not saying the Republicans would do this, but I'm just saying, all of the things that keep the Democrats up at night, if the Republicans were to take back the Congress after the Democrats do away, and I'm telling you, I will bet my money that the Republicans are going to take back at least the Senate next year. Because I predicted on the show, and what's my guy on the other show that always?
Ed Dean.
Yeah, Ed Dean. I'll do a bet with you. Warnock in Georgia is going to lose. That's my prediction. Herschel Walker is going to beat him. And also in the House of Representatives, the Democrats have lost seats in the House due to the census. The states have reallocated the House seats, right? So I would be very careful getting rid of the filibuster, because I'm telling you, though you won't have the millions of absentee ballots that you had in 2020, because the emergency is over. We're going to go back to business as usual. And what you may want to also consider, President Trump brought in 10 million new voters to the GOP. The Democratic Party, I'm telling you, that landslide they pulled it because we removed a lot of the in-person requirements, the signature requirements due to the pandemic. It was so many ballots, you couldn't count all those ballots. You couldn't really verify all those signatures. In 2022, that ain't happening. So I would be very careful, because if you get rid of the filibuster right now and the Democrat and the Republicans sweep, which I think they're going to at least take the Senate, and they may take the House. If they take the White House in 2024, oops. So I would think long and hard about that. Marty, I know you've been patiently waiting. Marty, join the show, my man. Marty, you there? Okay, Marty went away. But sorry, Marty.
Try to call back.
Yeah, Marty. Hit us back. We went long winded today, Marty. It's a holiday. It's old girl's birthday. but like I said, see, that's the thing with my Democratic friends. You know, America is a republic for a reason. Republics are more stable. The reason Social Security can't be taken out, the reason that the Republicans really couldn't kill Obamacare, is because when you have that filibuster requirement, it requires 10 votes from the minority party. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said, we have another commercial coming up in a few, but we got to bring common sense back, because, you know, trying to do away, you know, with the filibuster, it's going to backfire, because what will happen is you will have laws changing. It would be like a seesaw.
I heard Joe mention this morning. Mm-hmm. This morning he mentioned that if the Senate did get rid of the filibuster, it would be like having the House. And he says, you know, we don't need a Senate if we're just going to be majority rule.
It's a deliberate body.
That's right.
So we're going to hit this commercial, and everybody hang tight. We'll be right back.
Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at Frito-LayEmployment.com. That's Frito-LayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, welcome back for Act 3, the show that keeps on giving.
That's right.
Okay, so I want to say this here, too, and I kind of hit it last week. Another that voting bill that the Democrats are pushing, I kind of hit on it last week. Do you know, Doug, that if that bill is passed, that it's going to eliminate a lot of the Congressional Black Caucus?
Is that H.R. 1?
Yep. Mm. Because what will happen with the bill, the Democrats believe that if they got rid of gerrymandering, that they could squeeze out a few extra House seats. But what that would do, in order to have a House district, my fellow Americans, you have to have 700,000 people in a district. Jacksonville does not have 700,000 Democratic African Americans. So if we got rid of gerrymandering, you could not elect an African American Democrat liberal in Northeast Florida.
And then it's the Democrats that want to get rid of this?
Yes. Because
gerrymandering?
They want to get rid of gerrymandering.
Unbelievable.
Prior to 1993, Congresswoman Corrine Brown and Kerry Meeks, they were the first African-Americans to go to Congress from the great state of Florida since 129 years. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I probably wouldn't toy around with that. See, the Democrats, they're so power hungry. The power has gotten to their heads, you know, and that happens with the Republicans too. When they get in power, power kind of go to your head. But if your whole platform is that vote for us, we're the party of minorities. This bill you are trying to push. What's the point of being able to vote if your people who think like you can't win? What's the point of having a democracy if you don't get to pick your flavor of ice cream? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You have the right to choose, but if your choice can't be selected, what's the point? So I just caution people, kind of read this stuff before you just hop on the bandwagon. Because, like I said, the reason, Corrine Brown was able to win because they, with the ability to bring in community of interest, they were able to connect the African American community in Jacksonville with the African American community in Daytona, cut over to Palatka, Eatonville, Orlando, and Maitland. And that's how you got that, I think, the 4th Congressional District. They realigned it and they took it east-west from Jacksonville to Tallahassee. Me personally, I don't prefer that way because I always promote where I live, and prior to the reconfiguration, Jacksonville always had two House members. You had Corrine Brown and the Crenshaw. Al Lawson, I don't have any problem with him, but he's from Tallahassee. If he's from Tallahassee, doesn't mean he's a bad guy. If I'm a House member and I have the power to put in requests, I'm gonna hook up my hometown first. That's just common sense. So the Supreme Court did strike down laws that, you know, because Corrine Brown's district was chopped up and taken east-west. The Supreme Court ruled that you can't do that because the Constitution does not limit how states can be drawn, how districts can be drawn, and the Supreme Court said that we can have communities of interest. So I would like to see that district drawn back the way it was, because if you read the book, Their Eyes Are Watching God, there is a strong connection between Jacksonville and Orlando. You know why? The St. John's River slithers between them both. And those historically black districts were set up in those areas because back in the day, African Americans were only allowed to purchase land in the flood zone. So that's why those black districts kind of follow the St. John's River. And if you read The Eyes Are Watching God, that was written by Zora Neale Hurston, who's also from Jacksonville, Orlando, Jacksonville, Eatonville, all of those places are mentioned in her books. So let's bring common sense back. But while we're on the topic, and we're going to close with this, I just want to talk about this for a second. Prior to the 1940s, you can hop in, Doug, afterwards. Mm-hmm. Prior to the 1940s, African Americans had the lowest unemployment rate of any group in the country. They also had the strongest family formation rate, yet minimum wage laws, which outlawed paying blacks less than whites. Now, that sounds good on the surface, right? Saying that you can't pay, that it's illegal to pay blacks less than whites. If we're in Jim Crow America and we go back in a time machine and you have Brandon and Doug, and the law says you can't pay Brandon less than Doug. If it's Jim Crow, who's going to get the job? You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. So this is why, like I said, a lot of the stuff that happens in our country was so quick to want to go, you know, pull the race card. A lot of this stuff was self-inflicted, you know, by bad government policy. So, and also the anti-father housing policies that the Democratic Party pushed that said that males could not go into public housing projects. That also destroyed the black family unit. And I don't care what anybody says, fathers are important. Mothers are important. But kids that are in a two-parent household, yes, I know that people say that a woman can do everything a man can do. No, you can't. No, they can't. This is one area. Well, you need fathers in the home. You know, I know we're moving away from the tradition, but 1 + 1 is still 2, and I can't help what's in the polls. I just have to go by math. But kids do better with fathers in the home, and also the fact that America sent our jobs to China with this WTO nonsense. With Nixon, when he went to China, and when we sent all the jobs to Mexico through NAFTA, the American dream in large parts of our country, and not just the black community, but also in the white community, took the American dream from being the dream to being an American nightmare. So what we need to talk about in this country is how we get back to that. And so in the coming weeks, you know, we're going to talk about this stuff. And that's why Doug and I are here. And we're hoping we can make America great again and rebuild this country. Because the violence that's in this country, the hatred towards the police, if you go back historically, every time you had a bad economic environment, the fundamentals of the political system starts to break down. I went through the long laundry list. The Civil War, the country not hit the Great Depression of 1857, you would not have had a Civil War. I promise you. The same thing with the end of Reconstruction. We had the Long Depression that hit in 1873 that lasted for 10 years. Then we had the breakdown, and you had the rise of Jim Crow. If the world had not had the Great Depression, Adolf Hitler would not have been elected president in Germany. And the reason President Trump beat all the establishment politicians was because the people caught on that we were switching out politicians who had sold America out. So President Joe Biden, if you want to get reelected, bring back these jobs. Instead of, you know, back in the day, the slogan was Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Joe Biden, bring back those jobs. So if you want to get reelected, don't focus on trying to indict Trump and, you know, in the family. Lead, govern. If you bring back jobs, you will get 4 more years. And if not, start packing. What you got, Doug? We're about to be knocked off the air.
So you're. What I'm hearing you say is that when there's a void, a mm-hmm. Financial void, mm-hmm. that's when upheaval
yep.
occurs.
Because you always have anarchists, these people who sit back, instigators. You know, when you're in school, mm-hmm. the people that always say, fight, fight, fight.
Yes.
When you have a bad economy and people are afraid, you have these little demon people on your shoulder
right.
that are saying, hey, let's declare war on the blacks. Let's go after the whites. You know, let's go after the Jews. You know, this is what happens mm-hmm. over and over again. When people are worried about how they're going to pay their bills, bad stuff happens.
Yeah. So what we can do on an individual basis, maybe starting this weekend,
mm-hmm.
is do well financially.
Yep.
Number one.
Yep.
And number two is let's be nice to your fellow man, fellow yep. American.
Yep. Mala, make America love again.
That's good. I love it. I love that.
Yep. Yep. All right, Trump. Trump, don't use my slogan if you don't pay me. I'm just saying, Trump will take your stuff in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously though, you know, my fellow Americans, don't get caught up in all this hatred and division stuff. The black man is not your enemy. The white man is not your enemy. Like I said on the show last week, you know, I'm African-American, so I know dog whistles when I see them. And, you know, every person who voted for Trump is now being seen as a white supremacist. That's not true. If Joe Biden was more conservative, he would have gotten Trump voters. Okay? People are going to vote their interests. So, you know, let's try to stop demonizing each other, and let's try to get to the root causes, and let's stop pimping the American people and get them solutions. Because what happens, you have each side that wants to demonize the other side and scare us in order to control how we vote. And that's the nitty gritty.
That's a good nitty gritty.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Good.
So everybody, you know, barbecue good.
What are you planning to do this weekend?
We're having a 4th of July party with the U.S. flag at my one of my cousin's house. We always have big parties on the 4th of July.
Beautiful.
Yep. God bless America.
That's right. The last 4th of July, my flag had gotten rather tattered just
right.
before then, so I went out and there weren't any flags to be bought.
Patriotism.
Except for this one big one that's 4 feet by 8 feet.
Wow. Wow.
And so I bought it. Of course, it didn't fit on the flagpole.
He's had to proud go to had, be an American.
Had to go get a new.
He knows he's free.
That's right. So I got the biggest flag on the block.
All right, all right, all right. So you got the Guinness Book of Records, the biggest flag on the block.
But well,
everybody,
right.
happy 4th of July, U.S. We know people talk bad about you, girl, but keep on kicking, keep on kicking. Take care, everybody. All right, Tom. Thank you as well.